a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The committee will now come to order. And it's a little bit different time, so it felt a little bit unusual for me this morning at 7:45, like I was missing something. And I kept checking the time thinking, okay, now I know I set it for 8:30. And we greet the internet listeners, and we welcome everyone that's here today to our committee. Reminder to shut off your cell phones and your mute your computers, and we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Campbell.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Gibson.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Holmes.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Klum.
Here.
May.
Here.
McClary. Excused. Tolson. Okay. Woman excused. Zickmund.
Been here. Yes, here.
Johns.
Here.
Sly.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. The minutes from February 27th. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Hunt, seconded by Representative Klum. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. If you plan to testify, be sure that you sign in the back. And if you're a lobbyist, be sure that you're wearing the badge for the organization you're representing. Pages, we have some here in the room. Ask that you come forward and tell us who you are, where you're from, and I just talked with the pages a little bit. They don't want to go back to school in their other schools. So share what you would like to do next year at this time, where you'd like to be.
I'm Amanda Pennock, and I'm from Hartford, and I plan on going to Iowa State University to major in animal sciences next year.
Glad you're here.
I'm Shelby Campman. I'm from Elkton, and I plan on going to SDSU for pharmacy next year.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Allie Brandner. I'm from T, and I plan to go to SDSU and major in pre-dental.
Our state offers a lot of options for our students, don't they? We appreciate that. Handouts will go through the pages, and we are going to switch the order of the bills that are printed on there. We're going to address Senate Bill 132 first and then Senate Bill 134. Senate Bill 132 was, we deferred action. We had some in and out, and I see today we have some outs right now, but at least people have had a chance to hear the testimony. I think of those who were not here the other day. And that's to allow school districts to, an act to allow school districts to recruit teachers by providing certain financial incentives. And I will turn the gavel over to the vice chair since it's my bill.
Thank you. At this time, we will take testimony from
one proponent
and one opponent. So we'll take testimony from the proponent.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It was great to see the dedication of those folks that came this morning at 7:45, ready for the testimony of this bill. They were so excited about this bill, they wanted to see it. But, Mr. Chairman, let me be brief and just summarize where we were last time. The premise of this bill starts with the fact that we're having trouble finding teachers. And this bill, as I said in my testimony, doesn't completely solve that problem, but it gives school boards just three simple little tools to try to recruit teachers for doing that. And so we ask you, if you would allow us to use signing bonuses and reimbursement and moving expenses in that process to find teachers. And I would share one piece of information, not really toward the argument of that point, but I find it interesting that we run a teacher placement service at our office, and we have lots and lots of positions that are open. And I asked in February, where were we at relative to last year? And at the end of February, we are 150 teaching positions in South Dakota ahead of this time last year, 150 positions. And so we had hundreds of positions that came onto our website last year that we worked with school districts, and some of them didn't get placed even at the end of the year. So I think it makes the point we're just struggling, and we're trying to find that. I would also add that
Carney, would you please identify yourself for the record?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Wade Pogan, representing the School Board Association. My apologies, Mr. Chairman. But the other thing I would say is that I would ask you to at least send this bill to the floor. I'm comfortable. I'm fine with the amendment that you put on that allowed for the ability for negotiations if both parties agreed to that, and that'd be fine with me. We can move ahead with that. So all I'm asking is give us a couple of tools that we can use if it's negotiable and we need to negotiate that with both parties and if we agree to it, that's okay. Let's get this to the floor and debate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And now we'll take testimony from one opponent.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Sandra Waltman with the South Dakota Education Association, and we appreciate your a little more indulgence this morning on this issue. As we had our conversation last week, our concern was with the Section 3 of the bill. With the amendment you placed on the bill, this is a bill that we believe that we can work with. So we don't want to belabor the point anymore, so we'll let you take action on the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, are there any questions, further questions from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Deutsch.
Question for Mr. Pogany.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Can you explain what does this bill do that school boards currently cannot do?
Mr. Chairman,
please.
Again, Wade Pogany from the Associate School Boards. The reason we brought the bill was that by current Department of Labor actions, there was a case in Todd County that said that in order to do the things that we're asking to do, you have to negotiate them. And one of my arguments was that in the process of trying to recruit a teacher, and Representative, you were on the school board, you know that at the beginning of the year, you're trying to find that teacher, you need to make an offer to that teacher. We need the flexibility in order to do that. What the reason for the labor case was is that it said that had to be required to be negotiated. And we were asking for the flexibility to not have that requirement. But the amendment is okay. I think we can work with that amendment and make it work. Absent the bill, then you have to go back and make sure those pieces are negotiated with the teacher association. And some schools have pieces of that, some schools don't have pieces of that. And so in order to negate the requirement that the labor said, it said you have to negotiate it unless it's in statute, essentially. And that was my argument, that if you put it in statute, it becomes a preemption and that it's not required to be negotiated.
Any further questions? Let's proceed then to action. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hunt.
Move do pass on Senate Bill 132 as amended.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Hunt and a second by Representative Zickman. Do pass as amended. We will call the roll. All in favor say aye, all opposed say nay.
Campbell.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Gibson.
No.
Hawks.
No.
Holmes.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
McCleary.
No.
Tulson.
Aye.
Zickmund.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
Aye, 11 ayes, 3 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 132, as amended, has passed. 11 ayes, 3 opposed. It'll go to the floor. Turn control of the meeting back to Madam Chairperson.
We'll now begin with Senate Bill 134, an act to prohibit minor boundary changes for 1 year to establish the school district boundary task force and to declare an emergency. Proponents.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Herman Otten, District 6. Today I bring you Senate Bill 134, an act to prohibit minor boundary changes for 1 year and to establish the school district boundary task force. The meat and potatoes of this bill is in Section 2. And I will just read it because that's what it's going to pertain to. There is hereby established a school district boundary task force. The task force shall examine the boundaries of the existing school districts and recommend possible changes to those school district boundaries. The task force will also recommend a process for addressing minor boundary changes in the future once the moratorium established in Section 1 of this Act is ended. The task force will not discuss or make any recommendations regarding school district reorganization. Last year, I brought a pretty good bill, House Bill 1071, that were dealing with some of these issues of minor boundary changes, and we were talking about undeveloped properties. That bill was passed and signed by the governor. So this is a process that just keeps getting worked on and worked on and worked on every year. Right now, we're working on Senate Bill 124. Right now, we're making some more changes again to making some more clarity to the statutes of when plans, whether it's a preliminary plan or whether the final plan, which one that the school districts are dealing with. So this is an issue that just keeps going, and we feel it's time to maybe address this issue, slow it down, and see if we can find a better process. If you would look at the headlines in yesterday's Argus Leader, we have right here, we have another school district boundary issue heading to the state Supreme Court. So these issues in my particular neck of the woods is not slowing down. As the city of Sioux Falls continues to grow and expand out into these outlying districts, we're getting more and more border disputes. And it's harmful to the districts, it's harmful to the students, it's harmful to the people buying these houses in there, and we just think it's time to stand back and look at the situation and see if we can find a better process. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Sir, you had them pass out an amendment. Do you want to address that, or Senator Ray? Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of House Education. Senator Tim Ray of District 25. I did pass out an amendment, Madam Chairman. If you allow me the latitude to speak to both that and the bill, I would appreciate it.
Yes, please.
The amendment just clarifies that it will not, that this study will not take one of our studies as a legislature, and that the funding for that study will come from either the Department of Education or the governor's office. So it just clarifies that in the bill. I knew that was a concern for some folks, that it would eat up one of our potential summer studies and staff, et cetera. So that's what this amendment would do. And then the second part of the amendment says that they'll report to the governor, the executive board, and the LRC no later than, and then the date that's already in the bill. So that's the two things the amendment does. I would just dovetail on to what Representative Otten said. You know, I've worked on this issue prior to even when Representative Otten came into the legislature, and it's a continuing problem. And I long ago, because I didn't understand the issue and spent quite a bit of time thinking about it, have come to the conclusion, why are we allowing property to move back and forth between school districts? And if you think about it at its root, school districts base their capital outlay on the property valuation that they have in the district. So they bond for X number of years, 10, 20 years, build a gym, build a new school, et cetera. Why are we allowing what was valuation that was based on that time when they took out those bonds to be moved to another school district? I have never been able to comprehend that. Minnesota, which doesn't do many things better than we do, but I think they have it right on this particular situation. Their school districts are set. Where they are today is where they are. And I did some visiting with some legislators over there and their staff, and that is the way they do it. And it seems to work very well. So that's kind of the goal of what I'd like the summer study to look at, that this group sits down. I'd ask you to stop by my office. I think actually, Representative Otten, you have that big map. We both have a big color-coded map of the state with all the districts. It's somewhat frightening as you look across the state, to be honest. There's a checkerboard, and some districts, they have little islands. Some districts go for miles. One district, out by Faith, I don't know how many miles it is because the map doesn't have any legend of mileage, but just knowing the geography out there, it has to be 40 miles. They ran a strip that looks to be a mile wide down so they could grab another chunk that sits south of their district at least 40 or 50 miles. I don't quote me on the mileage, but it's a long ways. I know Canton, if you look at the map, also has a strip that runs from the Canton School District deep up into Sioux Falls along the side of the border. Little 2 mile strip just runs. So what the goal of this task force would be is that they would just sit down, get the map out, and start. I mean, it's going to take some deep dive because you have to look at, all right, Canton, if you gave up these 2 miles, what are you going to get in return? I mean, how are we going to equalize it? And understand it may not be perfect, but we need to get a hold of the situation and then try and level set and move forward. So that's really the goal of what this bill does. I appreciate the secretary and the governor's office coming to the table to address the issue. And as representative said, we thought we had a good fix last year, but the lawsuits just keep coming. And so we got to get it figured out. And certainly on the task force, and I don't know if the secretary is going to testify or not. I can't see her back there. But I know that we've talked about having both, obviously, property owners, developers, educators, superintendents, et cetera, on this task force so that people can sit around, and there's going to have to be a little give and take, but really it's time to get the thing straightened out and move forward. So with that, I'd stand by for any questions. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for your time and appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. And in reference to that map, I do believe that's accessible online, too, that it can be found if you're interested in finding it and don't want a big roll-up map on your wall in your office or by your desk. So other proponents?
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I think I'm kind of goaded into coming up and saying I support the bill, which we do. We're really excited about the opportunity to have another. Yeah, I know. No, but this, we really feel that this needs to be looked at. It was just yesterday when we were doing the same thing. We saw the news article yesterday and talk about timely before today. That's taking up and eating up time that we have in dealing with these lawsuits. So it's just time to sit down, look at it, and really have those conversations. So the department's going to be an integral part of this work, and we do stand in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents? Other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Opponents for Senate Bill 134. Opponents? The chair closes testimony, and we move into questions of the committee.
Madam
Representative
Chair.
Deutsch. Yes, Representative Deutsch.
Thank you. Question for the good senator, please.
If it's technical, you probably want to ask Representative Otten. But.
Okay. Well, it's something you said, so I
okay.
You indicated that, Madam Chair, thank you.
Please.
You indicated last year you thought there was a good fix. For the benefit of those on the committee like myself who wasn't here last year, could you describe the fix, please?
Madam Chair, if I could defer to Senator, to Representative Otten, it was his bill, actually. So this is his bailiwick. So if I could defer.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That was House Bill 1011 I referenced earlier.
Representative
Otten, District 6.
Yes. Thank you. That's the internet off. Yep. We know who you are. But
the issue last year, how this came to bear fruit, I guess, is that we were having individuals who were moving ground from one district to another that was undeveloped, but it had been scheduled for development. They had done engineering work and put some streets in, had done platting, pre-platting work, and we all know that, and there's a 2% rule in state law. You can't move more than 2% of a district's value in any one minor boundary change. And we all know that ground wasn't farm ground. It wasn't corn ground because it had already been platted and there were some streets in there. I mean, there was value above and beyond what it showed today. So House Bill 1071 helped to address most of those issues by having to use a formula of the potential value of that property if it was going to move. That's the crux of the bill.
Follow up?
Please.
Yes.
And a follow up. In the bill, there's the words minor boundary change. Is the word minor set in law as opposed to major? I'm just wondering what that reference is.
I don't believe so. The minor boundary change pertains to the 2% rule. So since you can't move more than 2% of one district's value in any petition. So I think that's why they call it minor, because it's 2%.
Thank you. Representative Hunt has a question.
Madam Chair, I don't really have a question. I was going to move the amendment so we could all discuss the amendment as well as the bill. I've made introductory comments now, so somebody else is going to have to do it.
Just, we'll get through the questions, and then we'll make sure that we address that.
I have no
and
questions.
If you have, okay. Representative Klum.
For probably Representative Otten. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, and I'd give... given earlier permission to talk to both the amendment and the, so we'll be okay.
How easy is it to change boundaries now? Because I'm looking at the map and it's ridiculous. It looks like someone shot portions with a shotgun, because you got obviously like a quarter here and a quarter there of ground that's in a different district surrounded by something else. How easy is it for people to change that? Like, can someone go to the school board and say, hey, I want to be in this school district? They can just do that?
Well, there is different aspects of state law that deal with this. You have to have a student involved on a piece of property. You can't just move a piece of property for just sake of moving it. There has to be a student involved with that. And then those properties have to be contiguous. And that's where you get a lot of them little jagged lines going, because you may have a farmstead here and he owns property, so they connected all the way through to get into the big block of land. And that's how you get this patchwork of boundaries through that. And it's not easy to move it, because you can't move more than 2%. You have to petition the school district that you would be detaching it from, petition the school district you want to attach it to. And if you want to run it all the way through the state Supreme Court, you know, there's five things that they look at when they're going to determine that case. And I'll run through the five, and it's whether the petitioners are more closely aligned to the economic, social, and religious life of the community in which they are being transferred, whether there is bus service to the residents, whether the district line in the current district was drawn in an arbitrary fashion, which I think if you see, most of these are, whether the petitioner's child has special needs, and whether the petitioners live closer to the school district they are joining than the one they are leaving. So... You have a few changes. You know, there's around Sioux Falls, there's currently, well, there's one going on with the T Area School District, and that's the one heading to the state Supreme Court. And they've spent about $50,000 on this already defending their boundaries, and it's just going to go on beyond that. And then West Central School District's dealing with an issue over there right now, and that's why we have Senate Bill 134 to try to straighten that issue out. So it, you know, it's not an easy process, but it's a process that does happen.
Follow-up, Representative Klum? No. Other questions from the committee? Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I wasn't on the committee last year either, but I do vaguely remember 1071 going through the House. Are those five reasons to attach and deattach to a particular school district listed in House Bill 1071, or are they in other statutes?
They're in Chapter 13-6, and I don't know if I can tell you which one beyond that, but 13-6 is what deals with school district reorganizations. And this is, and I've pulled this information right off of state Supreme Court cases. And they'll list it right in their docket of the five factors, and that's where I pull that from.
Okay. Other questions? Seeing no other questions, thank you, Representative Otten, for filling us in as a committee. The chair closes committee questions, and we move into discussion and our action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hunt.
Move Amendment 134EB.
CB, I think, yes.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Representative Hunt and seconded by Representative Deutsch to move Amendment 134CB. And for our internet listeners, I'm going to read that so that they know what we're doing, too. On page 2, line 7 of the Senate State Affairs Committee in Gross Bill, delete everything after shall be. On page 2, delete line 8 and insert staffed and funded by the Department of Education, the. And then on page 2, line 9, delete everything after report to the and insert governor and to the executive board of the Legislative Research Council no later than. And do you have comments on the motion, yeah, Representative Hunt?
Just briefly, Madam Chair. I'm just glad to see this amendment because that was a concern when I first saw the bill. As everyone on the committee knows, we are limited in the number of summer studies that we can have. And so this takes it out of the realm of a legislative task force and makes it an executive as well as legislative task force. So I think that's a good amendment and would encourage everyone's support of that amendment. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other comments on the amendment? Seeing none, the secretary, or no, it's voice vote. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The amendment has passed. 134CB has passed. We move into further discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hunt.
Move do pass on Senate Bill 134 as amended.
It's been moved by Representative Hunt and seconded by Representative Hawks. Further comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. A number of years ago, I was involved in a contest here in the legislature, basically between the Brandon School District and the Sioux Falls School District. And there was interest on the part of the Sioux Falls School District to annex an area near the power plant there on Rice Road on the northeast corner of the city. And, of course, that's a very important piece of real estate because of the property taxes it brings in and so on and so forth. And I believe at the time the move was being made at the suggestion of a number of developers. And the developers wanted to use the fact that this development would be able to attend the Sioux Falls School District. And so we had a little bit of a debate in House Committee, and we got a bill passed that basically stopped that particular move. So I know that this problem has existed for many, many years and has affected not only the little areas but the big cities and towns as well. And I think that those who have brought this bill, Senator Rave and Sutton and Gosh, no, I'm sorry, yeah, basically are doing a good thing, and I think it is needed. Let's once and for all keep the shifting of school boundaries out of the picture. And I don't intentionally want to blame any particular group for being responsible for all the boundary changes, but I think many times the interest in changing boundaries isn't a matter of the school. It's a matter of the community and other special interests in that. So I think that this would be a very fine piece of legislation that should be passed and then sent to the floor for further debate and hopefully made into law. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And for clarification for our internet listeners and also those here in the room, too, this bill has been hoghoused. And for those of you who may not understand the hoghousing process, suddenly it might be different people that are trying to move this bill forward. And so I think that it's Senator Rave and Representative Otten that are behind this because of the effect that it has on their districts. But forever and ever, it's engraved in stone who the prime sponsors were on that bill for starting out, even though it's been hoghoused and has changed extensively. Other comments on the motion do pass as amended? Seeing none, we will move into the secretary calling the roll. All those in favor will say aye, and those opposed will say nay. Do pass as amended is the vote.
Campbell?
Aye.
Deutsch?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Holmes?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
May.
Aye.
McClary.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Zickmund.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
12 aye, one excused. 14 aye, one excused. Yes. Sorry.
Senate Bill 134 do pass as amended.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Move consent.
Is there a second? Move consent. You think it should be talked? Okay. So we'll thank you, though, for thinking about that. With that, we are done with our bills. And as a committee, we do not have any more bills on the docket. So that means
thank you.
So that means that we do not have to meet again unless if you hear from me and I say we have to meet again. So until we meet again, we may just have a short meeting someday in the next either Friday or Monday to just kind of have a little bit of closure right at the end, but it won't be for long, and it won't have to be at 7:45 in the morning either. So with that, motion to adjourn. Representative Tolson has moved to adjourn, seconded by Representative Holmes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. We are adjourned. Did you have a comment?